Barbara entered the kitchen, her tablet in hand. She had a bright look in her eyes that caught their attention immediately. "I have a new order from a local rancher," she said, pulling up a chair. "They need heavy-duty gate hinges for the winter repairs." Virginia looked over the design on the screen and nodded. "These are simple, but they require precision. I think I can handle the forging on these myself." Robert leaned in, checking the specs. "We can set the press to run them in a batch," he suggested. "It will be efficient." They spent the next hour in the quiet of the kitchen, planning the work. It felt good to focus on the small details again. For the towers, the pride was not in the size of the deal, but in the quality of the steel they handed over. "It is a good contract," Robert said with a nod. "It pays the bills and keeps the lights on. It keeps the forge busy," she said. "That is what matters most now." "I will start at dawn," Virginia promised. "Take your time, V," Robert cautioned. "I have the pace now," she assured him. "I have the new rhythm. The pills are doing it. The health is back. I feel like a lion." Robert beamed. "You are a lioness." "I am a towers girl," she affirmed. "That is the truth." "Let us get to sleep," Minnie said, entering the room. "Tomorrow is a big day. We have the order. We have the steel. We have the vision." "It is a simple one," Robert noted. "A clean one, too." "I love our life," Virginia said.
"I love it as well," Robert said. "No more of the drama. No more of the pain. Just the work ahead. Just the forge fire."
"It is a good dream," she whispered. "It is a true dream. We earned this life," Robert said. "We fought for this. And we won the day. We won the future." "Let us rest, Father," she said. "Let us sleep well. Tomorrow, we forge. Tomorrow, we build. The iron waits. The flame burns. The towers persist. The saga rolls on." Robert smiled as he looked at his family. "Everything is right. Everything is good. I am happy tonight," she said.
"We are all happy," Minnie agreed. "It is a nice change. It is the right way."
"Sleep now, V," Robert said.
"Sleep well, Father," she replied.
The house went dark and the weather stayed hot, while the stars watched on. They were ready now. They were prepared. They were finally home.